This is Audible.
The Emerald Tablets of Thoth the Atlantean, written by M. Duriel, narrated by John Marino. Preface. The history of the tablets translated in the following pages is strange and beyond the belief of modern scientists. Their antiquity is stupendous, dating back some 36,000 years B.C. The writer is Thoth, an Atlantean priest king who founded a colony in ancient Egypt after the sinking of the mother country. He was the founder of the Great Pyramid of Giza, erroneously attributed to Cheops. In it, he incorporated his knowledge of the ancient wisdom and also securely secreted records and instruments of ancient Atlantis. For some 16,000 years, he ruled the ancient race of Egypt from approximately 50,000 B.C. to 36,000 B.C., at that time, the ancient, barbarous race among which he and his followers had settled had been raised to a high degree of civilization. Thoth was an immortal. That is, he had conquered death, passing only when he willed, and even then, not through death. His vast wisdom made him a ruler over the various Atlantean colonies, including the ones in South and Central America. When the time came for him to leave Egypt, he erected the Great Pyramid over the entrance to the Great Halls of Amenti, placed in it his records, and appointed guards for his secrets from among the highest of his people. In later times, the descendants of these guards became the Pyramid Priest, by which Thoth was deified as the god of wisdom, the recorder by those in the Age of Darkness which followed his passing. In legend, the halls of Amenti became the underworld, the halls of the gods, where the soul passed after death for judgment. During later ages, the ego of Thoth passed into the bodies of man in the manner described in the tablets. As such, he incarnated three times, in his last being, known as Hermes, the thrice-born. In this incarnation, he left the writings known to modern occultists as the Emerald Tablets, a later and far lesser exposition of the ancient mysteries. The tablets translated in this work are 10, which were left in the Great Pyramid in the custody of the Pyramid Priest. The 10 are divided into 13 parts for the sake of convenience. The last two are so great and far-reaching in their import that at present it is forbidden to release them to the world at large. However, in those contained herein are secrets which will prove of inestimable value to the serious student. They should be read, not once, but 100 times, for only thus can the true meaning be revealed. A casual reading will give only glimpses of beauty, but more intensive study will open avenues of wisdom to the seeker. But now a word as to how these mighty secrets came to be revealed to modern man after being hidden so long. Some 1300 years B.C., Egypt, the ancient Khiam, was in turmoil, and many delegations of priests were sent to other parts of the world. Among these were some of the pyramid priests who carried with them the emerald tablets as a talisman by which they could exercise authority over the less advanced priest craft of races descended from other Atlantean colonies. The tablets were understood from legend to give the bearer authority from Thoth. The particular group of priests bearing the tablets emigrated to South America, where they found a flourishing race, the Mayas, who remembered much of the ancient wisdom. Among these, the priests settled and remained. In the 10th century, the Mayas had thoroughly settled the Yucatan, and the tablets were placed beneath the altar of one of the great temples of the sun god. After the conquest of the Mayans by the Spaniards, the cities were abandoned, and the treasures of the temples forgotten. It should be understood that the Great Pyramid of Egypt has been, and still is, a temple of the initiation into the mysteries. Jesus, Solomon, Apollonius, and others were initiated there. The writer, who has a connection with the Great White Lodge, which also works through the pyramid priesthood, was instructed to recover and return to the Great Pyramids, the ancient tablets. This, after adventures which need not be detailed here, was accomplished. Before returning them, he was given permission to translate and retain a copy of the wisdom engraved on the tablets. This was done in 1925, and only now has permission been given for part to be published. It is expected that many will scoff, yet the true student will read between the lines and gain wisdom. If the light is in you, the light which is engraved in these tablets will respond. Now a word as to the material aspect of the tablets. They consist of 12 tablets of emerald green, formed from a substance created through alchemical transmutation. They are imperishable, resistant to all elements and substances. In effect, the atomic and cellular structure is fixed, no change ever taking place. In this respect, they violate the material law of ionization. Upon them are engraved characters in the ancient Atlantean language, characters which respond to attuned thought waves, releasing the associated mental vibration in the mind of the reader. The tablets are fastened together with hoops of golden-colored alloy, suspended from a rod of the same material. So much for the material appearance. The wisdom contained therein is a foundation of the ancient mysteries, and for the one who reads with open eyes and mind, his wisdom shall be increased 100-fold. Read, believe or not, but read, and the vibration found herein will awaken a response in your soul. In Cosmic Harmony, Doriel, Supreme Voice of the Brotherhood. Introduction. In the following pages, I will reveal some of the mysteries which as yet have only been touched upon lightly, either by myself or other teachers or students of truth. Man's search for understanding of the laws which regulate his life has been unending, yet always just beyond the veil which shields the higher planes from material man's vision, the truth has existed, ready to be assimilated by those who enlarge their vision by turning inward, not outward, in their search. In the silence of material senses lies the key to the unveiling of wisdom. He who talks does not know. He who knows does not talk. The highest knowledge is unutterable, for it exists as an entity in lanes which transcend all material words or symbols. All symbols are but keys to doors leading to truths, and many times the door is not opened because the key seems so great that the things which are beyond it are not visible. If we can understand that all keys, all material symbols are manifestations, are but extensions of a great law and truth, we will begin to develop the vision which will enable us to penetrate beyond the veil. All things in all universes move according to law, and the law which regulates the movement of the planets is no more immutable than the law which regulates the material expressions of man. One of the greatest of all cosmic laws is that which is responsible for the formation of man as a material being. The great aim of the mystery schools of all ages has been to reveal the workings of the law which connect man the material and man the spiritual. The connecting link between the material man and the spiritual man is the intellectual man, for the mind partakes of both the material and immaterial qualities. The aspirant for higher knowledge must develop the intellectual side of his nature, and so strengthen his will that he is able to concentrate all powers of his being on and in the plane he desires. The great search for light, life, and love only begins on the material plane. Carried to its ultimate, its final goal is complete oneness with the universal consciousness. The foundation in the material is the first step. Then comes the higher goal of spiritual attainment. In the following pages, I will give an interpretation of the emerald tablets and their secret, hidden, and esoteric meanings. Concealed in the words of Thoth are many meanings that do not appear on the surface. Light of knowledge brought to bear upon the tablets will open many new fields for thought. Read and be wise, but only if the light of your own consciousness awakens the deep-seated understanding, which is an inherent quality of the soul. In the Threefold Light, Doriel. Emerald Tablet 1. The History of Thoth, the Atlantean. I, Thoth, the Atlantean, master of mysteries, keeper of records, mighty king, magician, living from generation to generation, being about to pass into the halls of Amenti, set down for the guidance of those that are to come after, these records of the mighty wisdom of the great Atlantis. In the great city of Kir, on the island of Undal, in a time far past, I began this incarnation. Not as the little men of the present age did the mighty ones of Atlantis live and die, but rather from aeon to aeon did they renew their life in the halls of Amenti, where the river of life flows eternally onward. 100 times 10 have I descended the dark way that led into light, and as many times have I ascended from the darkness into the light, my strength and power renewed. Now for a time I descend, and the men of Cam shall know me no more. But in a time yet unborn will I rise again, mighty and potent, requiring an accounting of those left behind me. Then beware. O men of Cam, if ye falsely betrayed my teaching, for I shall cast ye down from your high estate into the darkness of the caves from whence ye came. Betray not my secrets to the men of the north or the men of the south, lest my course fall upon ye. Remember and heed my words, for surely will I return again and require of thee that which ye guard. Aye, even from beyond time and from beyond death will I return, rewarding or punishing as ye have requited your trust. Great were my people in the ancient days, great beyond the conception of the little people now around me, knowing the wisdom of the old, seeking far within the heart of infinity knowledge that belonged to earth's youth. Wise were we with the wisdom of the children of light who dwelt among us. Strong were we with the power drawn from the eternal fire. And of all these, greatest among the children of men was my father, Thothmi, keeper of the great temple, link between the children of light who dwelt within the temple and the races of men who inhabited the 10 islands. Mouthpiece after the 3 of the dweller of the Unal, speaking to the kings with a voice that must be obeyed. Grew I there from a child into manhood, being taught by my father the elder mysteries, until in time there grew within the fire of wisdom, until it burst into a consuming flame. Naught desired I but the attainment of wisdom, until on a great day the command came from the dweller of the temple that I be brought before him. Few there were among the children of men who had looked upon that mighty face and lived, for not as the sons of men are the children of light when they are not incarnate in a physical body. Chosen was I from the sons of men, taught by the dweller, so that his purposes might be fulfilled, purposes yet unborn in the womb of time. Long ages I dwelt in the temple, learning ever and yet ever more wisdom, until I too approached the light emitting from the great fire. Taught me he the path to Amenti, the underworld where the great king sits upon his throne of might. Deep I bowed my homage before the lords of life and the lords of death, receiving as my gift the key of life. Free was I of the halls of Amenti, bound not by death to the circle of life. For to the stars I journeyed until space and time became as naught. Then having drunk deep of the cup of wisdom, I looked into the hearts of men, and there found I greater mysteries, and was glad. For only in the search for truth could my soul be stilled, and the flame within be quenched. Down through the ages I lived, seeing those around me taste of the cup of death, and return again in the light of life. Gradually, from the kingdoms of Atlantis, past waves of consciousness that had been one with me, only to be replaced by spawn of a lower star. In obedience to the law, the word of the Master grew into flower. Downward into darkness turned the thoughts of the Atlanteans, until at last, in his wrath, arose from his Aguanti, the dweller, the word calling the power. Deep in earth's heart, the sons of Amenti heard, and hearing, directed the changing of the flower of fire that burns eternally, changing and shifting, using the Logos, until that great fire changed its direction. Over the world then broke the great waters, drowning and sinking, changing earth's balance until only the Temple of Light was left standing on the great mountain of Undal, still rising out of the water. Some there were who were living, saved from the rush of the fountains. Call to me then the Master, saying, Gather ye together, my people. Take them by the arts ye have learned of far across the waters, until ye reach the land of the hairy barbarians, dwelling in caves of the desert. Follow there the plan that ye know of. Gathered I then my people and entered the great ship of the Master. Upward we rose into the morning. Dark beneath us lay the temple. Suddenly, over it rose the waters, vanished from earth, until the time appointed was the great temple. Fast we fled toward the sun of the morning, until beneath us lay the land of the children of Cam. Raging, they came with cudgels and spears, lifted in anger, seeking to slay and utterly destroy the sons of Atlantis. Then raised I my staff and directed a ray of vibration, striking them still in their tracks as fragments of stone of the mountain. Then spoke I to them in words calm and peaceful, telling them of the might of Atlantis, saying we were children of the sun and its messengers. Cowed I them by my display of magic science, until at my feet they groveled when I released them. Long dwelt we in the land of Cam, long and yet long again, until obeying the commands of the Master, who while sleeping yet lives eternally, I sent from me the sons of Atlantis, sent them in many directions, that from the womb of time wisdom might rise again in her children. Long time dwelt I in the land of Cam, doing great works by the wisdom within me. Upward grew into the light of knowledge the children of Cam, watered by the rains of my wisdom. Blasted I then a path to Amenti, so that I might retain my powers, living from age to age as son of Atlantis, keeping the wisdom, preserving the records. Great grew the sons of Cam, conquering the people around them, growing slowly upwards in soul force. Now for a time I go from among them into the dark halls of Amenti, deep in the halls of the earth, before the lords of the powers, face to face once again with the dweller. Raised I high over the entrance, a doorway, a gateway leading down to Amenti. Few there would be with courage to dare it, view past the portal to dark Amenti. Raised over the passage I, a mighty pyramid, using the power that overcomes earth force. Deep and yet deeper placed I a force house or chamber. From it carved I a circular passage, reaching almost to the great summit. There in the apex, said I, the crystal, sending the ray into the time-space, drawing the force from out of the ether, concentrating upon the gateway to Amenti. Other chambers I built and left vacant to all seeming, yet hidden within them are the keys to Amenti. He who in courage would dare the dark realms, let him be purified first by long fasting, lie in the sarcophagus of stone in my chamber, then to reveal I to him the great mysteries. Soon shall he follow to where I shall meet him. Even in the darkness of earth shall I meet him. I, Thoth, Lord of Wisdom, meet him and hold him and dwell with him always. Built I the great pyramid, patterned after the pyramid of earth force, burning eternally so that it, too, might remain through the ages. In it I built my knowledge of magic science, so that it might be here when again I return from Amenti. Aye, while I sleep in the halls of Amenti, my soul roaming free will incarnate, dwell among men in this form or another. Emissary on earth am I of the dweller, fulfilling his commands so man might be lifted. Now return I to the halls of Amenti, leaving behind me some of my wisdom. Preserve ye and keep ye the command of the dweller. Lift ever upwards your eyes toward the light. Surely in time ye are one with the Master. Surely by right ye are one with the Master. Surely by right ye are one with the All. Now I depart from ye, know my commandments, keep them, and be them, and I will be with you, helping and guiding you into the light. Now before me opens the portal, go I down in the darkness of night. Emerald Tablet 2, The Halls of Amenti. Deep in the earth's heart lie the halls of Amenti, far neath the islands of sunken Atlantis, halls of the dead and halls of the living, bathed in the fire of the infinite all. Far in a past time, lost in the space-time, the children of light look down on the world. See the children of men in their bondage, bound by the force that came from beyond. Know they that only by freedom from bondage could man ever rise from the earth to the sun. Down they descended and created bodies, taking the semblance of men as their own. The masters of everything said after their forming, "We are they who were formed from the space dust, partaking of life from the infinite all, living in the world as children of men, like and yet unlike the children of men." Then for a dwelling place far neath the earth's crust, blasted great spaces they by their power. Spaces apart from the children of men, surrounded them by forces and power, shielded from harm, they the halls of the dead. Side by side then placed they other spaces, filled them with life and with light from above. Builded they then the halls of Amenti, that they might dwell eternally there, living with life to eternity's end. 32 were there of the children, sons of light who had come among men, seeking to free from bondage of darkness those who were bound by the force from beyond. Deep in the halls of life grew a flower, flaming, expanding, driving backward the night. Placed in the center, a ray of great potence, life-giving, light-giving, filling with power all who came near it. Placed they around it thrones, 32, places for each of the children of light. Placed so that they were bathed in the radiance, filled with a life from the eternal light. There, time after time, placed they their first created bodies so that they might be filled with the spirit of life. 100 years out of each 1,000 must the life-giving light flame forth on their bodies, quickening, awakening, the spirit of life. There in the circle from eon to eon sit the great masters, living a life not known among men. There in the halls of life they lie sleeping, free flows their soul through the bodies of men. Time after time, while their bodies lie sleeping, incarnate they in the bodies of men, teaching and guiding onward and upward, out of the darkness into the light. There, in the hall of life, filled with their wisdom, known not to the races of man, living forever neath the cold fire of life, sit the children of light. Times there are when they awaken, come from the depths to be lights among men, infinite they among finite. He who by progress has grown from the darkness, lifted himself from the night into light, free is he, made of the halls of Amenti, free of the flower of light and of life. Guided he then by wisdom and knowledge, passes from man to the master of life. There he may dwell as one with the masters, free from the bonds of the darkness of night. Seated within the flower of radiance, sit 7 lords from the space-time above us, helping and guiding through infinite wisdom the pathway through time of the children of men. Mighty and strange they, veiled with their power, silent, all-knowing, drawing the life force, different yet one with the children of men. Aye, different, and yet one with the children of light. Custodians and watchers of the force of man's bondage, ready to loose when the light has been reached. First and most mighty sits the veiled presence, Lord of Lords, the infinite 9 over the others from each cosmic cycle, weighing and watching the progress of men. Under he sit the lords of the cycles, 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, each with his own mission, each with his power, guiding, directing the destiny of man. There sit they, mighty and potent, free of all time and space. Not of this world they, yet akin to it, elder brothers they, of the children of men, judging and weighing, they with their wisdom, watching the progress light among men. There before them was I, led by the dweller, watched him blend with one from above. Then from he came forth a voice saying, Great thou art, Thoth, among children of men. Free henceforth of the halls of Amenti, master of life among children of men, taste not of death except as thou will it, drink thou of life to eternity's end. Henceforth, forever is life, thine for the taking. Henceforth is death at the call of thy hand. Dwell here or leave here when thou desireth, free is Amenti to the Son of Man. Take thou up life in what form thou desireth, child of the light that has grown among men. Choose thou thy work, for all souls must labor, never be free from the pathway of light. One step thou hast gained on the long pathway upward. Infinite now is the mountain of light. Each step thou taketh but heightens the mountain. All of thy progress but lengthens the goal. Approach ye, ever the infinite wisdom, ever before thee recedes the goal. Free are ye made now of the halls of Amenti, to walk hand in hand with the lords of the world, one in one purpose, working together, bringers of light to the children of men. Then from his throne came one of the masters, taking my hand and leading me onward through all the halls of the deep hidden land. Led he me through the halls of Amenti, showing the mysteries that are known not to man. Through the dark passage, downward he led me into the hall where sits the dark death. Vast as space lay the great hall before me, walled by darkness, but yet filled with light. Before me arose a great throne of darkness, veiled on it, seated a figure of night. Darker than darkness sat the great figure, dark with the darkness not of night. Before it then paused the master, speaking the word that brings about life, saying, O master of darkness, guide of the way from life unto life, before thee I bring a son of the morning. Touch him not ever with the power of night. Call not his flame to the darkness of night. Know him and see him, one of our brothers, lifted from darkness into the light. Release thou his flame from its bondage. Free let it flame through the darkness of night. Raise then the hand of the figure. Forth came a flame that grew clear and bright. Rolled back swiftly the curtain of darkness, unveiled the hall from the darkness of night. Then grew in the great space before me flame after flame from the veil of the night. Uncounted millions leaped they before me, some flaming forth as flowers of fire. Others there were that shed a dim radiance, glowing but faintly from out of the night. Some there were that faded swiftly, others that grew from a small spark of light, each surrounded by its own dim veil of darkness, yet flaming with a light that could never be quenched. Coming and going like fireflies in springtime, filled they the space with light and with life. Then spoke a voice mighty and solemn, saying, These are lights that are souls among men, growing and fading, existing forever, changing, yet living, through death into life. When they have bloomed into flower, reached the zenith of growth in their life, swiftly then send I my veil of darkness, shrouding and changing to new forms of life. Steadily upward throughout the ages, growing, expanding into yet greater flame, lighting the darkness with yet greater power, quenched, yet unquenched by the veil of the night. So grows the soul of man ever upward, quenched, yet unquenched, by the darkness of night. I, death, come, and yet I remain not, for life eternal exists in the all. Only an obstacle, I, in the pathway, quick to be conquered by the infinite light. Awaken, O flame that burns ever inward, flame forth and conquer the veil of the night. Then in the midst of the flames in the darkness grew there one that drove forth the night, flaming, expanding, ever brighter, until at last was nothing but light. Then spoke my guide, the voice of the master, See your own soul as it grows in the light, free now forever from the Lord of the night. Forward he led me through my great spaces, filled with the mysteries of the children of light, mysteries that man may never yet know of until he too is a son of the light. Backward then he led me into the light of the hall of the light. Knelt I then before the great masters, lords of all, from the cycles above. Spoke he then, with words of great power, saying, Thou hast made me free of the halls of Amenti. Choose thou thy work among the children of men. Then spoke I, O great master, let me be a teacher of men, leading them onward and upward until they too are lights among men, freed from the veil of the light that surrounds them, flaming with light that shall shine among men. Spoke to me then the voice, Go as ye will, so be it decreed. Master are ye of your destiny, free to take or reject at will. Take ye the power, take ye the wisdom, shine as a light among the children of men. Upward then led me the dweller. Dwelt I again among children of men, teaching and showing some of my wisdom. Son of the light, a fire among men. Now again I tread the path downward, seeking the light in the darkness of night. Hold ye, and keep ye, preserve my record, guide shall it be to the children of men. Emerald Tablet 3, The Key of Wisdom. I, Thoth, the Atlantean, give of my wisdom, give of my knowledge, give of my power. Freely I give to the children of men. Give that they too might have wisdom to shine through the world from the veil of the night. Wisdom is power, and power is wisdom, one with each other, perfecting the whole. Be thou not proud, O man, in thy wisdom. Discourse with the ignorant as well as the wise. If one comes to thee full of knowledge, listen and heed, for wisdom is all. Keep thou not silent when evil is spoken, for truth, like the sunlight, shines above all. He who oversteppeth the law shall be punished, for only through law comes the freedom of men. Follow thine heart during thy lifetime. Do thou more than is commanded of thee. When thou hast gained riches, follow thou thine heart, for all these are of no avail if thine heart is weary. Diminish thou not the time of following thine heart. It is abhorred of the soul. They that are guided go not astray, but they that are lost cannot find a straight path. If thou go among men, make for thyself love, the beginning and end of the heart. If one cometh unto thee for counsel, let him speak freely, for the thing which he hath come to thee may be done. If he hesitates to open his heart to thee, it is because thou, the judge, doest the wrong. Repeat thou not extravagant speech, neither listen thou to it, for it is the utterance of one not in equilibrium. Speak thou not of it, so that he, before thee, may know wisdom. Silence is of great profit. An abundance of speech profiteth nothing. Exalt not thine heart above the children of men, lest it be brought lower than the dust. If thou be great among men, be honored for knowledge and gentleness. If thou seekest to know the nature of a friend, ask not his companion, but pass a time alone with him, debate with him, testing his heart by his words and his bearing. That which goeth into the storehouse must come forth, and the things that are thine must be shared with a friend. Knowledge is regarded by the fool as ignorance, and the things that are profitable to him are hurtful. He liveth in death. It is therefore his food. The wise man lets his heart overflow, but keeps silent his mouth. O man, list to the voice of wisdom, list to the voice of light. Mysteries there are in the cosmos that unveiled fill the world with their light. Let he who would be free from the bonds of darkness first divine the material from the immaterial, the fire from the earth. For know ye that as earth descends to earth, So also fire ascends unto fire, and becomes one with fire. He who knows the fire that is within himself shall ascend into the eternal fire, and dwell in it eternally. Fire, the inner fire, is the most potent of all force, for it overcometh all things and penetrates into all things of the earth. Man supports himself only on that which resists. So earth must resist man, else he existeth not. All eyes do not see with the same vision, for one object appears of one form and color, and to a different eye of another. So also the infinite fire, changing from color to color, is never the same from day to day. Thus speak I, Thoth, of my wisdom, for man is a fire burning bright through the night. Never is quenched in the veil of darkness, never is quenched by the veil of night. Hark ye, O man, and listen to this wisdom. Where do name and form cease? Only in consciousness, invisible, an infinite force of radiant bright. The forms that ye create by brightening thy vision are truly effects that follow thy cause. Man is a star bound to a body, until in the end he is freed through his strife. Only struggle and toiling thy utmost shall the star within thee bloom out in new life. He who knows the commencement of all things, free is his star from the realms of night. Remember, O man, that all which exists is only another form of that which exists not. Everything that has being is passing into yet another being, and thou thyself are not an exception. Consider the law, for all is law. Seek not that which is not the law, for such exist only in the illusions of the senses. Wisdom cometh to all her children, even as they cometh unto wisdom. All through the ages the light has been hidden. Awake, O man, and be wise. Deep in the mysteries of life have I traveled, seeking and searching for that which is hidden. List ye, O man, and be wise. Far neath the earth crust, in the halls of Amenti, mysteries I saw that are hidden from men. Oft have I journeyed the deep hidden passage, looked on the light that is life among men. There neath the flowers of life ever living, searched I the hearts and the secrets of men. Found I that man is but leaving darkness, light of the great fire is hidden within. Before the lords of hidden Amenti learned I the wisdom I give unto men. Masters are they of the great secret wisdom brought from the future of infinity's end. Seven are they, the lords of Amenti, overlords they of the children of morning, sons of the cycles, masters of wisdom. Formed are not they as the children of men? 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9 are the titles of the masters of men. Far from the future, formless yet forming, came they as teachers for the children of men. Live they forever, yet not of the living, bound not to life, and yet free from death. Rule they forever with infinite wisdom, bound yet not bound to the dark halls of death. Life they have in them, yet life that is not life. Free from all are the lords of all. Forth from them came forth the Logos, instruments they of the power o'er all. Vast is their countenance, yet hidden in smallness, formed by a forming, known yet unknown. Three holds the key of all hidden magic, creator he of the halls of the dead, sending forth power, shrouding with darkness, binding the souls of the children of men, sending the darkness, binding the soul force, director of negative, to the children of men. Four is he who looses the power, lord he of life, to the children of men. Light is his body, flame is his countenance, freer of souls to the children of men. Five is the master, the lord of all magic, key to the word that resounds among men. Six is the lord of light, the hidden pathway, part of the souls of the children of men. Seven is he who is lord of the vastness, master of space and the key of the times. Eight is he who orders the progress, weighs and balances the journey of men. Nine is the Father, vast he of countenance, forming and changing from out of the formless. Meditate on the symbols I give thee. Keys are they, though hidden from men. Reach ever upward, O soul of the morning. Turn thy thoughts upward to light and to life. Find in the keys of the numbers I bring thee, light on the pathway from life unto life. Seek ye with wisdom. Turn thy thoughts inward. Close not thy mind to the flower of light. Place in thy body a thought-formed picture. Think of the numbers that lead thee to life. Clear is the pathway to he who has wisdom. Open the door to the kingdom of light. Pour forth thy flame as a sun of the morning. Shut out the darkness and live in the day. Take thee, O man, as part of thy being. The seven who are but are not as they seem. Opened, O man, have I my wisdom. Follow the path in the way I have led. Masters of wisdom, son of the morning, light and life to the children of men. Emerald Tablet 4, The Spaceborn. List ye, O man, to the voice of wisdom. List to the voice of Thoth, the Atlantean. Freely I give to thee of my wisdom, gathered from the time and space of this cycle. Master of mysteries, son of the morning, Thoth, the teacher of men, is of all. Long time ago, I in my childhood lay neath the stars on long buried Atlantis, dreaming of mysteries far above men. Then in my heart grew there a great longing to conquer the pathway that led to the stars. Year after year, I sought after wisdom, seeking new knowledge, following the way, until at last my soul, in great travail, broke from its bondage and bounded away. Free was I from the bondage of earth men, free from the body. I flashed through the night. Unlocked at last for me was the star space. Free was I from the bondage of night. Now to the end of space sought I wisdom, far beyond knowledge of finite men. Far into space my soul traveled freely to infinity's circle of light. Strange, beyond knowledge were some of the planets, great and gigantic, beyond dreams of men. Yet found I law in all of its beauty, working through and among them as here among men, flashed forth my soul through infinity's beauty. Far through space I flew with my thoughts. Rested I there on a planet of beauty. Strains of harmony filled all the air. Shapes there were, moving in order, great and majestic as stars in the night. Mounting in harmony, ordered equilibrium, symbols of the cosmic like unto law. Many the stars I passed in my journey, many the races of men on their worlds, some reaching high as stars of the morning, some falling low in the blackness of night. Each and all of them struggling upward, gaining the heights and plumbing the depths, moving at times in realms of brightness, living through darkness, gaining the light. Know, O man, that light is thine heritage. Know that darkness is only a veil. Sealed in thine heart is brightness eternal, waiting the moment of freedom to conquer, waiting to rend the veil of the night. Some I found who had conquered the ether, free of space were they, while yet they were men. Using the force that is the foundation of all things, far in space constructed they a planet, drawn by the force that flows through the all, condensing, coalescing the ether into forms that grew as they willed. Outstripping in science they, all of the races, mighty in wisdom, sons of the stars. Long time I paused watching their wisdom, saw them create from out of the ether cities gigantic of rose and gold, formed forth from the primal element, base of all matter, the ether far-flung. Far in the past, they had conquered the ether, freed themselves from the bondage of toil, formed in their mind only a picture, and swiftly created it grew. Forth then my soul sped throughout the cosmos, seeing ever new things and old, learning that man is truly space-born, a son of the sun, a child of the stars. Know ye, O man, whatever form ye inhabit, surely it is one with the stars. Thy bodies are nothing but planets revolving around their central suns. When ye have gained the light of all wisdom, free shall ye be to shine in the ether. One of the suns that light outer darkness. One of the space-born grown into light. Just as the stars in time lose their brilliance, light passing from them into the great source, so, O man, thy soul passes onward, leaving behind the darkness of night. Formed forth ye from the primal ether, filled with the brilliance that flows from the source, bound by the ether coalesced around, yet ever it flames until at last it is free. Lift up your flame from out of the darkness. Fly from thee night, and ye shall be free. Traveled I through the space-time, knowing my soul at last was set free, knowing that now I might pursue wisdom, until at last I passed to a plane hidden from knowledge, known not to wisdom, extension beyond all that we know. Now, O man, when I had this knowing, happy my soul grew, for now I was free. Listen, ye space-born, list to my wisdom. Know ye not that ye too will be free? List ye again, O man, to my wisdom, that hearing ye too might live and be free. Not of the earth are ye, earthy, but child of the infinite cosmic light. Now to ye I give knowledge, freedom to walk in the path I have trod, showing ye truly how by my striving I trod the path that leads to the stars. Hark ye, O man, and know of thy bondage. Know how to free thyself from the toils. Out of the darkness shall ye rise upward, one with the light and one with the stars. Follow ye ever the path of wisdom. Only by this can ye rise from below. Ever man's destiny leads him onward into the curves of infinity's all. Know ye, O man, that all space is ordered. Only by order are ye one with the all. Order and balance are the law of the cosmos. Follow, and ye shall be one with the all. He who would follow the pathway of wisdom open must be to the flower of life, extending his consciousness out of the darkness, flowing through time and space in the all. Deep in the silence, first ye must linger, until at last ye are free from desire, free from the longing to speak in the silence. Conquer by silence the bondage of words. Abstaining from eating until ye have conquered desire for food, that is bondage of soul. Then lie ye down in the darkness, close ye eyes from the rays of the light. Center thy soul force in the place of thine consciousness, shaking it free from the bonds of the night. Place in thy mind place the image thou desireth. Picture the place thou desireth to see. Vibrate back and forth with thy power. Loosen the soul from out of its night. Fiercely must thou shake with all of thy power, until at last thy soul shall be free. Mighty beyond words is the flame of the cosmic, hanging in planes, unknown to man, mighty and balanced, moving in order, music of harmonies, far beyond man. Speaking with music, singing with color, flame from the beginning of eternity's all. Spark of the flame art thou, O my children, burning with color and living with music. List to the voice, and thou shalt be free. Consciousness free is fused with the cosmic, one with the order and law of the all. Knew ye not, man, that out of the darkness light shall flame forth, a symbol of all? Pray ye this prayer for attaining of wisdom. Pray for the coming of light to the all. Mighty spirit of light that shines through the cosmos, draw my flame closer in harmony to thee. Lift up my fire from out of the darkness, magnet of fire that is one with the all. Lift up my soul, thou mighty and potent, child of the light, turn not away. Draw me in power to melt in thy furnace, one with all things and all things in one, fire of the life strain and one with the brain. When ye have freed thy soul from its bondage, know that for ye the darkness is gone. Ever through space ye may seek wisdom, bound not by fetters forged in flesh. Onward and upward into the morning, free flash, O soul, to the realms of light. Move thou in order, move thou in harmony, freely shalt move with the children of light. Seek ye, and know ye, my key of wisdom. Thus, O man, ye shall surely be free. Emerald Tablet 5, The Dweller of Unal. Oft dream I of buried Atlantis, lost in the ages that have passed into night. Aeon on aeon, thou existed in beauty, a shining through the darkness of night. Mighty in power, ruling the earth-born, lord of the earth in Atlantis' day. King of the nations, master of wisdom, light through Sun Tau, keeper of the way. Dwelt in his temple, the master of Unal, light of the earth in Atlantis' day. Master he, from a cycle beyond us, living in bodies as one among men, not as the earth-born, he from beyond us, son of a cycle, advanced beyond men. Know ye, O man, that Horlet, the master, was never one with the children of men. Far in the past time, when Atlantis first grew as a power, appeared there one with the key of wisdom, showing the way of light to all. Showed he to all men the path of attainment, way of the light that flows among men. Mastering darkness, leading the man's soul upward to heights that were one with the light. Divided the kingdoms he into sections. 10 were they, ruled by children of men. Upon another built he a temple, built but not by the children of men. Out of the ether called he its substance, molded and formed by the power of Tolan into the forms he built with his mind. Mile upon mile it covered the island, space upon space it grew in its might. Black, yet not black, but dark, like the space-time, deep in its heart the essence of light. Swiftly the temple grew into being, molded and shaped by the word of the dweller, called from the formless into a form. Built he then within it great chambers, filled them with forms called forth from the ether, filled them with wisdom called forth by his mind. Formless was he within his temple, yet he was formed in the image of man, dwelling among them, yet not among them. Strange and far different was he from the children of men. Chose he then from among the people 3 who became his gateway. Chose he the 3 from the highest to become his links with Atlantis. Messengers they who carried his counsel to the kings of the children of men. Brought he forth others and taught them wisdom. Teachers they to the children of men. Placed he them on the island of Undal to stand as teachers of light to men. Each of those who were thus chosen, taught must he be for years 5 and 10. Only thus could he have understanding to being light to the children of men. Thus there came into being the temple, a dwelling place for the master of man. I, Thoth, have ever sought wisdom, searching in darkness and searching in light. Long in my youth I traveled the pathway, seeking ever new knowledge to gain. Until after much striving, one of the 3 to me brought the light. Brought he to me the commands of the dweller, called me from darkness into the light. Brought he me before the dweller, deep in the temple before the great fire. There on the great throne beheld I the dweller, clothed with the light and flashing with fire. Down I knelt before that great wisdom, feeling the light flowing through me in waves. Heard I then the voice of the dweller, O darkness, come into the light. Long have ye sought the pathway to the light. Each soul on earth that loosens its fetters shall soon be made free from the bondage of night. Forth from the darkness have ye arisen, closer approached the light of your goal. Here ye shall dwell as one of my children, keeper of records, gathered by wisdom. Instrument thou of the light from beyond, ready be thou made to do what is needed. Preserver of wisdom through the ages of darkness that shall come fast on the children of men. Live thee here and drink of all wisdom. Secrets and mysteries unto thee shall unveil. Then answered I, the master of cycles, saying, O light that descended to man, give thou to me of thy wisdom, that I might be a teacher of men. Give thou of thy light, that I may be free. Spoke then to me again the Master, Age after age shall ye live through your wisdom. I, when o'er Atlantis the ocean waves roll, holding the light, though hidden in darkness, ready to come whene'er thou shalt call. Go thee now, and learn greater wisdom. Grow thou through light to infinities all. Long then dwelt I in the temple of the dweller until at last I was one with the light. Followed I then the path to the star plains. Followed I then the pathway to light. Deep into earth's heart I followed the pathway, learning the secrets below as above. Learning the pathway to the halls of Amenti. Learning the law that balances the world. To earth's hidden chambers pierced I by my wisdom, deep through the earth's crust into the pathway, hidden for ages from the children of men. Unveiled before me ever more wisdom until I reached a new knowledge, found that all is part of an all, great and yet greater than all that we know. Searched I infinity's heart through the ages, deep and yet deeper, more mysteries I found. Now as I look back through the ages, know I that wisdom is boundless, ever grown greater throughout the ages, one with infinities greater than all. Light there was in ancient Atlantis. Yes, darkness, too, was hidden in all. Fell from the light into the darkness, some who had risen to heights among men. Proud they became because of their knowledge. Proud were they of their place among men. Deep delved they into the forbidden, opened the gateway that led to below. Sought they to gain ever more knowledge, but seeking to bring it up from below. He who descends below must have balance, else he is bound by lack of our light. Opened they then by their knowledge, pathways forbidden to men. But in his temple all-seeing, the dweller lay in his Aguanti, which through Atlantis his soul roamed free. Saw he the Atlanteans, by their magic, opening the gateway that would bring to earth a great woe. Fast fled his soul then, back to his body. Up he arose from his Aguanti, called he the three mighty messengers, gave the commands that shattered the world. Deep neath the earth's crust, to the halls of Amenti, swiftly descended the dweller. Called he then on the powers of the seven lords wielded, changed the earth's balance. Down sank Atlantis, beneath the dark waves. Shattered the gateway that had been opened, shattered the doorway that led down below. All of the islands were shattered except Dunal, and part of the island of the sons of the dweller. Preserved he them to be the teachers. Lights on the path for those to come after, lights for the lesser children of man. Called he then, I Thoth, before him, gave me commands for all I should do, saying, Take thou, O Thoth, all your wisdom, take all your records, take all your magic. Go thou forth, preserving the records until the time light grows among men. Light shalt thou be all through the ages, hidden yet found by enlightened men. Over all earth give we ye power, free thou to give or take it away. Gather thou now the sons of Atlantis, take them, and flee to the people of the rock caves. Fly to the land of the children of Chem. Then gathered I the sons of Atlantis into the spaceship. I brought all my records, brought the records of sunken Atlantis. Gathered I all my powers, instruments many of mighty magic. Up then we rose on wings of the morning, high we arose above the temple, leaving behind the three and dweller deep in the halls neath the temple. Down neath the waves sank the great temple, closing the pathway to the lords of the cycles. Yet ever to him who has knowing, open shall be the path to Amenti. Fast fled we then on the wings of the morning, fled to the land of the children of Chem. There, by my power, I conquered and ruled them. Raised I to light the children of Chem. Deep neath the rocks I buried my spaceship, waiting the time when man might be free. Over the spaceship erected a marker in the form of a lion, yet likened to man. There neath the image rest yet my spaceship, forth to be brought when need shall arise. Know ye, O man, that far in the future invaders shall come out of the deep. Then awake ye who have wisdom, Bring forth my ship and conquer with ease. Deep neath the image lies my secret. Search and find in the pyramid I built. Each to the other is the keystone, each the gateway that leads into life. Follow the key I leave behind me. Seek, and the doorway to life shall be thine. Seek thou in my pyramid, deep in the passage that ends in a wall,